Good afternoon, everybody. This is Fishman Ministry, South Carolina, and we're going to play for you the wedding ceremony of James and Rosemary that took place yesterday evening. And here we go.
The witness union before God and us of James and Rosemary. Assembled together in this place, in the presence of Almighty God and the whole company of the saints, to join together in the covenant of marriage, this man, James Michael Utzler, and this woman, Rosemary Claire Herndon. If anyone present can show just cause why this man and this woman should not be joined in holy matrimony, speak now or forever hold your peace. Megan Atherton. Do you, as Rosemary's discipler, give your assent to Rosemary being joined together with James in holy matrimony?
I do.
God looks at the marriage between a man and a woman in a special way. When God made Adam, he took a rib from Adam's side. He didn't take a bone from Adam's foot because he didn't want the woman to be under his foot. He didn't take a bone from Adam's head because he didn't want the woman to be over Adam. God took one of Adam's ribs because he wanted the woman to be Adam's helpmeet. A helpmeet is one who will help the man in his every endeavor. A helpmeet's desire is unto her husband's good at all times. The man will naturally cherish such a helpmeet and love her as his own body, even as Christ loves his body, the church. God made the man and woman to be together. They fit together. She will instinctively snuggle under his arm, for she came from the man's rib, and she feels a safety there that she cannot explain. So also the man, when the woman he loves joins with him, experiences a completeness that he otherwise cannot. God made the man, and God made the woman. He made each one different, and yet the same. Together in Jesus Christ, they become one. James, you have a grave responsibility as husband and father to your future family. It is a threefold ministry. The ministry of the husband is to his family is as follows. Priest. In God's family, the husband is the priest in his house. Your home is the small church of Jesus Christ, and you are to be the priest. The ministry of the priest is to make intercession for God's people. In your home, you are to make intercession for your wife and your future children, being quick to forgive them their sins and to pray for them at all times. Prophet. In God's family, just as in his church, the Lord has his prophet. In your house, you are the prophet. The prophet's duty is to reveal God to his people and to speak the Lord's word. Duty is to reveal God to his people and to seek the Lord's word and share it with the people God has set under. King. Just as God set a king over Israel, he has set you as king over your family. It is most important to understand what God expects in a king. As the king of your house, you are to rule your house with the love of King David and the wisdom of King Solomon, not provoking your children, your future children, to wrath, but raising them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. These are the things that you will be accountable for in the last judgment when we all face God and are judged for our works. James, do you now wish to make this covenant a marriage before God and in the presence of these witnesses with Rosemary? And to the best of your ability, promise to do and be all that God wants you to be? In blessings and tribulations, to love her even as Christ loves the church, and to be the priest, prophet, and king of your house in love and humility? James, I ask you now, do you take this woman, Rosemary, to be your own wedded wife in Christ, promising with the help of Almighty God to be her husband and to love her faithfully in accordance with this covenant as Christ has commanded, so long as you both shall live? Take this ring and place it on her finger, saying, with this ring I be wed.
With this ring I be wed.
We can't hear not. I'm just saying.
Rosemary, like James, you have a ministry in the home. The Bible teaches us that a wife is to submit unto her own husband as unto the Lord, in the same way that the church is to be subject unto Christ. By your love, honor, and obedience to your own husband, you become a living testimony to your future children and all that observe you of the proper relationship between a believer and Christ. You are not to teach nor usurp authority over your husband, but rather to seek wisdom and counsel from your husband and obey him in all things in the Lord. You are to pray for your husband and ask the God of our Lord Jesus Christ to give you wisdom and prudence in all things for you and your future children. Just as your husband is to lose his life for Christ's sake, you are to lose your life for your husband's sake, that you may become one together in and with Christ Jesus and his Father. You are to stand for your husband and always treat him with respect, keeping in mind the responsibility that God has put upon you for you and your future children. These are the things that you will be held accountable for in the last judgment when we all face God and are judged for our works. Rosemary, do you now wish to make this covenant a marriage with James before God and in the presence of these witnesses, to honor and obey him in the Lord to the best of your ability, in blessings and tribulations, keeping him in prayer and helping him to raise your future children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to be the helpmate meet to your husband that God has called you to be in love and humility?
Amen.
Take this ring and place it on his finger, saying, with this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
Church, your ministry is also a grave one. You are the witness of this covenant of marriage before God that this man and woman have made together. You are to keep them in prayer and to encourage them in all ways to help them to become a living example of how Christ's church, which is his body, is to operate on earth. Our God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a Father. We are his children and family. Just as the wife is to be obedient to and honor her husband, who is her head, we are to be obedient to Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. Because each family is in itself a church of God, the condition of the church as a whole will reflect the condition of our families before Christ. Let us now pray that we too may set our minds and hearts to love, honor, and obey Jesus Christ in all things, and to help one another in this offering of ourselves to him who showed his love for us when he offered himself upon the cross at Calvary, that we might become, through the power of his resurrection, the sons of God, even in himself. Amen. James and Rosemary, I pray that the Lord will bring back to your remembrance these vows, and that he will strengthen you in your desire to fulfill them, and that you will remember that through him you can do all things, and that you will perform these, and that you will glorify him in your marriage.
Amen.
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 Now by the authority vested in me by Jesus Christ, I declare and announce before Almighty God and in the presence of these witnesses, you to be husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Amen.
Well, that was it. That was the ceremony, and I'm hopeful you enjoyed it. They are off. That's all I got to say. They are off and running. So, God bless them.